This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. F8, Facebook's annual conference for software developers, wraps up today. Usually, there is much oohing and aahing over whatever it is that Mark Zuckerberg introduces up on stage. Not so really this year. We got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the line to make me smart about all this. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So what's the big takeaway for you out of F8, I guess it's called?
I guess the big takeaway, put simply, is that Facebook has copied Snapchat as far as it can, and now it's going to try to outpace them.
Well,
that's sort of a not very nice way to put it. It was a very interesting presentation because the big takeaway is that Facebook is going to try to move its virtual reality ambitions away from Oculus, the company that it bought for some billion amount of dollars.
A lot of money, yeah.
And onto the phone and start doing augmented reality that people will, in the long run, view through the cameras on their smartphones right there in the news feed. So much like Snapchat positioned itself in its IPO as a camera company, Facebook said, hey, we realized, thanks to Snapchat, that a lot of people are doing augmented reality through their cameras. And we have an opportunity, as he put it, to become the platform for augmented reality through the camera on your phone.
Can we talk for a second about how every time Facebook gets into a jam, whether it's with the fake news thing or whether it's finding itself behind the power curve on Snapchat-like features, Zuckerberg's answer is always more Facebook, more Facebook,
right,
more Facebook. How long can that go on?
Well, you have to admit that as a business strategy, it's probably pretty smart. If I just went around and said my answer to all of the things that annoy you about me is more me, that would be weird. But if I were a business, it would make perfect sense. It makes sense as long as they execute and as long as they as a company are able to deal with the many, many unintended consequences of their actions or the power and reach of their platform. We heard Mark Zuckerberg at F8 acknowledge the Cleveland murder and how terrible that situation was. Mm-hmm. We have heard him try to address the question of misinformation and fake news on the Facebook platform, and we've seen him take efforts to try to fix it. The problem ultimately is the answer being more Facebook means that Facebook just gets bigger and more powerful. And this effort, this augmented reality camera on your smartphone effort, is essentially an effort to have you view the entire world through your phone running Facebook.
Running Facebook,
and
right.
So, yes, there's probably a natural ceiling on the number of humans who are willing to do that. And then there is also going to be increasingly a question of power.
Yeah, well, the number of humans is limited at 7 billion. So he's got a ways to go yet, right? It's limited for now anyway. But wait, so let me, there's a transition question to ask here. And this is something we talked about on the last episode of Make Me Smart, our podcast, the plug for which is coming in a minute. But this idea of now privacy, and if, as you said, Zuckerberg wants everybody on the planet to view reality through his augmented reality on his app, they know more about us on an exponentially increasing basis every single day.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Facebook cookies are already following you all over the web. They're already seeing everything you post. They're already, you know, using facial recognition to tag you and all of your friends. And pretty soon, this effort will also allow Facebook to see everything that you see.
God, think about that, man.
If you're essentially using your phone as your eyes to the world, should one company be able to aggregate that much data about any single user? I got to insert here that you have to ask that question about Google also.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But this just ups the ante as far as Facebook is concerned.
Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent. We also have a thing we do on the side. It is called Make Me Smart. It's a podcast. It's amazing, if I say so myself. You can get it at marketplace.org/make me smart. Come on, I had to say that.
It's amazing.
Thanks, Molly.
Bye.